your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Welcome to the Comeback Radio Show with your host, Tony Farmer. Our show is all about what goes on behind the scenes in sports, music, acting, and celebrity lifestyles. You'll have the chance to interact with Tony and his guests, too. Now, get ready for the Comeback Radio Show. Here's Tony Farmer.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Tony Farmer, your host on the Comeback Show. I want to welcome all the listeners from around the world who tune in with us every week. Shout out to my mom. She's down there in Huntsville, Alabama, listening live. And we have an exciting, exciting show prepared for you today. I have a gentleman who I've been friends with for a long time, played against him in the NBA, and he's definitely going to give you guys a lot of powerful information. But my quote for the day is this: progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. So with that being said, when you make everything applicable to your life and you do the things that you set out and keep God first and have him be the leader, good things will happen. So I want to let you guys know I'm excited about having my guest host today. He was a former NBA player, started at the University of Minnesota, played with the Dallas Mavericks, retired from the game, and then all of a sudden he became a motivational speaker. He's definitely leading a lot of people, a lot of companies around the world. So without further ado, I would like to welcome to the show Mr. Walter Bond. Walter, are you with us?
I am there. I'm here, Tony. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good, being blessed. I mean, Walt, I'm happy about this segment of the show because you've made a transition to the entrepreneurial world. You've become a motivational speaker. Tell our listeners how your career had transitioned to that point, because you had a successful NBA career with Dallas. You know, you weren't drafted. We were there in training camp yourself. You got a good opportunity and just made it happen. Tell our listeners how that came about for you.
Well, you know, as you know, it's a journey, you know, and when people think about professional sports, you know, they think about LeBron James, they think about Kobe, and they think about the guys, you know, who played 15, 20 years in the league, you know, make the buku money. You know, that was our story, you know. That's not the average NBA guy's story. I think the average NBA player plays about 4 years. But when I talk about the Walter Bond story, you know, it doesn't really begin with me. It begins with my parents. I was very fortunate to have a mom and dad who were educated, who preached education. So I think the reason I've had success outside of basketball is because basketball was not my identity. It was not who I was. It was just something I did. And as you know, Tony, a lot of athletes struggle when they're done playing sports because they've always seen themselves as an athlete exclusively. The only problem is nobody wants a 35, 40, 45-year-old ball player. You know, I don't care if you're in the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. You get a few guys that slide through the cracks in baseball for a long time, but for the most part, you know, the average pro career is going to be about 4 or 5 years, and then you got to get out here and get a job. So my parents really installed education and hard work into me and my siblings, and so when my career was over, you know, what's next? And I broadcasted a couple of years for the Timberwolves. It was okay, but I didn't see that as a career, and then I stumbled into the speaking industry. I just got voted top five in motivation. I just want to give a shout-out to Zig Ziglar. He passed away yesterday, and, you know, follow up with him. He's the Michael Jordan of speaking. Now, he's the guy who's impacted a whole lot more people than, you know, Kobe and LeBron and Bill Russell everywhere. So guys like Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, Les Brown have been motivating and helping people for a long time, and those are my idols now. You know, I no longer look to athletes as role models. I look to the top motivators who go around and change people's lives, impact them. So my career to the NBA was a journey, and when it was over, I just shared my story to help empower people to be successful.
Right, and when you look at, you know, the things that you've done, you know, you had a lot of enjoyment playing, and you know, I looked at the same thing that, you know, life to me really begins once you walk away from the game. It's easy to be in the spotlight. It's tough to be in the nightlight. And the nightlight is every time you lay your head, are you impacting somewhere else? And, you know, statistics always show how athletes, you know, struggle after their career is over, can't find their identity. And the thing that I've seen the most is it's a hard for an athlete to put the ball down, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, and really figure out what their niche. You found your niche with motivational speaking. So with that being said, what have you seen has been a big downfall that you went around and seen athletes have a fall, corporate America as well? Why do you think they haven't found their niche? What have you seen?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of variables, and, you know, I kind of alluded to it earlier. You know, it's all about my parents, really. You know, Tony, I would love to sit here and say that I'm, you know, well-rounded and grounded and balanced because I'm just that live and I'm just that fly. You know, my parents kept me grounded. You know, I'm from Chicago, which, you know, every little boy in Chicago dreams about the NBA. You know, I grew up watching Isaiah Thomas, Mark Aguirre. You know, when I was in high school, Michael Jordan was doing his thing with the Bulls. So the Chicago culture was all about basketball. But, you know, my house, you know, I might come home and, you know, my parents say, hey, how's your game? I might say, well, you know, Mama had 30 points and 12 rebounds. Oh, good game. You got homework? But, you know what I mean? It was just like, it flowed like that. It wasn't like we sat there and spent a whole lot of time fantasizing about the sport. Bottom line, my parents weren't caught up. You know, my parents were good parents. Hey, go have fun, play sports. But get your education, because when sports is over, you know, you got to have something to fall back on. And that's what I was taught growing up. You know, and I meet other colleagues, and you don't even know this, Tony. I'm the president of the NBA Players, Retired Players Association of Miami. And our number one goal is to help every athlete that's a member of our chapter kind of transition into life after sports. And a lot of our colleagues struggle because they didn't have that kind of parenting. They didn't have a mom and a dad saying, hey, get your education, get your degree. You can't play basketball forever. So I think balance is important for parents, that as they raise kids, parents can't get caught up. You know, we live in a day now where I see mom and dad at the AAU basketball game cursing the referee out, cursing the coach out. You know, and it's all this strategy to try and get their kids to the NBA. You know, the NBA is a gift. You know, if you're cursing the coach out and the referee out in eighth grade, chances are your kid's not going to get too far. You know, and so I really give a lot of credit to my parents of just installing what life is all about. I've always been well-rounded, well-grounded, and I was actually looking forward to life after basketball. You know, a part of me, I played until I was 31, so a part of me couldn't wait to get done with basketball so I could get on to other things. You know, a lot of our colleagues that are struggling right now, they had no plan after sports. They developed no other interests, no other skill sets. And fortunately, you know, many of them are 45, 50 years old, still looking like a ball player, acting like a ball player, talking like a ball player, and still kind of in that ball player lifestyle at 45, 50 years old. And it's kind of sad.
Right. No, I can't agree with you more. And you look at the people that kind of taught us the way. You look at the Magic Johnsons. You look at the Michael Jordans. You know, you look at a lot of these guys who are successful businessmen after basketball. It's because they had a mentorship. They had people leading them the right direction. And you look at the way some of our peers are right now, they're just not prepared, because I believe it definitely starts at home with the parents. But I also believe, too, Walt, that it starts with the network when you're younger of the type of people you surround yourself with. And even myself, you know, I've always been that one. My mom can tell you, in high school, I used to wear a shirt and tie and a cardigan sweater, and I used to tell her I'm dressing for success because I was looking forward to being a businessman, creating an impact for others, and making a difference. Basketball gave me the alliance to be able to network with the right kind of people to create opportunities.
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. And as a motivational speaker, you know, all I do is teach fundamentals. You know, like in basketball, we always work on fundamentals. So in practice, we worked on dribbling, shooting, rebounding, you know, getting in great shape, you know, working on your free throw, working on your form. And then you think about Tony, for years we worked on fundamentals, and then one day someone handed us an NBA jersey and said you were a pro. So when I left sports and got into business, I didn't focus on making money. my focus was, what are the fundamentals of business? And if I become fundamentally sound in business, you know, maybe I can make a lot of money like I did in basketball, you know? And so I go around telling and simply teach basic, simple fundamentals of success. How to be successful in business boils down to basic, simple fundamentals. For example, one fundamental of speaking of Brian Tracy puts it this way, your salary will be the average of your five closest friends. You know, in other words, if you want to, you know, make more money, you need to get new friends. Now, as a kid growing up in Chicago, you know, you had to take that literally. You know, you just couldn't hang out with any old crew and think you're about to be successful and stay out of the judicial system, you know? I mean, I grew up around gangbangers, you know, drug dealers, crackheads, pimps and prostitutes. But you had to make a choice, you know? Who am I going to hang around? And just like you, Tony, my parents taught me to pick good friends, right? So whoever you hang around, you will become like. And that cliche is relevant at any age. You know, we always preach that to kids, but the same thing is true for business people. You know, I hang around business people, and they get to talking, and a whole crowd of them are talking about how bad the economy is. You know, the business person, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be around that guy talking about how bad the economy is and how screwed up our system is and, you know, how bad the government is. I don't want to hear that all day. I want to be around people that are talking about opportunity. They're talking about, you know, being progressive, coming up with ideas, you know, figuring out how to solve problems. As a company, my revenue increases every single year. And I tell people all the time, I don't know if there's a recession or not, but I've decided not to participate. And when I make that statement to business people, they look at me like it's refreshing, but I'm like, look, you know, you're not a business guy just because you sit around here and talk about the economy and the recession and the economic downturn of America all day. That doesn't make you a businessman. A businessman is a person who can go out here and despite the environment can go make it happen. You know, that's right. What we call it, and one. You know, you get fired and you still make the bucket. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, I look at the economy the same way. Maybe the economy is not the best, but I'm still going to convert. I'm still going to drop and one in business. And as a result, my company's revenue has increased every single year. So I still think like a ball player, Tony. Maybe it's some contact I'm getting out here in the marketplace, but I'm still going to convert. And if you're not careful, I'm going to dunk on you.
Right. With that being said, I mean, I can't agree with you more. So we're going to take this quick 2-minute commercial break. We're going to come back with more with Walter Bond, former NBA player, one of the top 5 motivational speakers after this 2-minute commercial break. Welcome this week to the Comeback Show.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Every Wednesday, you'll want to talk sports with Touchdown Tony Collins and his co-host Bill Mattis. Tony's broken records and has been to the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl. We'll talk about what's happening in sports every week with news, action, and notable guests from all aspects of the sports world. We'll also involve you by discussing questions and topics of interest sent in via email from listeners all over the world. Become what you believe. Tune in to Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins, Wednesdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Sports.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with Kay Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Want to experience football from the perspective of 2 former players who also have coaching experience? Tune in to Sports Info UM with Daryl Oliver and Sam Sword. We'll talk about the drafts, play-by-play, and even what's happening in the offseason. Daryl and Sam have the connections and the knowledge to bring you the inside stories of the game's past, present, and future. We'll cover the camps, on and off field, and everything else, football and beyond. Sports Info UM is heard Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer. I'm here with Walter Bond. We're just talking about the aspects of life of how people don't really achieve their goals and achieve their aspirations. But while one thing that I always listen to people say is they find a rhyme or a reason why something's not working as opposed to find a solution of why it can work. And, you know, we were talking during the commercial break, and one thing that, you know, I remember when I talked to John Maxwell, he had told me he does these five things every day. Every day he reads, every day he writes, every day he thinks, every day he files, and every day he asks questions. And ever since he told me that, that's something that I've done, because I'm very old school now of keeping that journal by my bed, writing my feelings, writing things come to my mind. Have you found some of those tools yourself, as when you're speaking to people and things that you've learned yourself, life after basketball, of pretty much, you know, keeping yourself as a well-oiled machine, doing the same things every day keeps you in tune?
Yeah, you know, Tony, I do about 100 presentations a year. Right, so I'm that guy, just like in basketball, you know, the guy who feeds off the crowd, you know what I mean? You know, it's never like playing in front of, you know, 13, 15, 18,000 fans, you know? Back in the NBA, when you play 82 games, four games for 5 nights, I remember going to that stadium tired. I mean, no energy, like literally listless, but something about the fans, something about getting, you know, 15, 18,000 people watching you gets me going. So that same energy I got from fans as an athlete, I get as a speaker. Like right now, today, I'm headed to Canada to do a program for Fidelity in Toronto. And so as I get prepared for that event, man, I'm getting hyped. I'm getting excited. So when I get into that room and it's 500, you know, financial service professionals, you know, waiting to hear my message, waiting to hear my you know, hanging on to every word, man, it gets me excited. But the real magic happens when I'm done, you know, and they pull me off to the side and I go sign books and take pictures. You know, they start telling me about their situation, right? They'll tell me about their 15-year-old kid who tried to commit suicide. You know, they'll tell me about their, you know, wife who might be in a mental institution. They'll tell me about, you know, that they just got a performance review, and if they don't change their production, they're going to get fired. And I'm telling you, when I go and speak, Tony, you know, the people that connect with me and tell me about their personal situations, it gets me excited to know that what I'm doing is making a difference. You know, what I'm doing is really impacting a life, man. I've had women come up to me and say, you know what, I like your corporate message, but when I get home, I'm going to be a better mom. You know, when I get home, I'm going to be a better dad. Because every time I speak, Tony, about 80% of my message is business. You know, it's about marketing, branding, selling. But I always put about 10 to 15% of my message is going to be around parenting, marriage, relationship building. Because I don't care what anyone says, I'm smart enough to know that everybody's got a little drama, right? I grew up in Chicago, now I belong to country clubs, you know? So I've been around rich people, I've been around poor people, been around white people, black people, Asian, Hispanics. One thing I know for sure is everyone's got a little drama. You know, some people's drama's at work, but most people's drama doesn't start until they get home. So when I go to speak, I want to have a complete, balanced message to kind of help everyone with their drama. So the compliments that I get as a speaker about marriage, parenting, and business keeps me going, man. And when someone emails me, and I had a woman, you know, I spoke a couple of years ago in Aruba, and I made a statement to my audience. I said, look, if you don't absolutely love what you do, quit. If you don't love what you do, quit right now. You do this radio show probably because you love it, right? And so after I made this statement to the audience, I get back to the office. It was a weekend program. I get this long, 1,500-letter-word email from a woman who lived in Aruba and said, you know what? You changed my life. Monday morning, I'm going in and I'm quitting my job and I'm going to start this business. I'm going to start this company. And because of you, you made me realize that I've had this job and I've hated my job. Only because I don't hate the job is because I want to do something else. And thank you for giving me the courage to step out on faith and start this vision that I've had for years and haven't done anything with it. You know, for me, that's what it's all about. I mean, if this woman doesn't hear me, she's writing some mundane job that she doesn't enjoy, coming home, not happy, probably would affect her marriage and her kids and her relationships. But I gave her hope and confidence to say, you know what? Do not live life with regrets. If I'm at the plate playing baseball, I'm swinging for the fence. Now, if I got two strikes, I might choke up and get on base. But those first two strikes, Tony, I'm swinging for the fence. If that pitcher gets me down, I'm going to choke up and still try to get on base. I'm still trying to get a hit. But you better believe those first two strikes, I'm picking my way up and I'm swinging for the fence. You got to have that same mentality in business, in life. You got to swing for the fence. My dad taught me never to live life with regrets. And to this day, I don't live life with any regrets. I do the right thing to the best of my ability every single time. And when my head hits that pillow, I sleep like a baby, and I wake up the next morning, and I hit it the same exact way. I do everything with 100% mentality, and I do the best I can with my integrity, my lifestyle. I want to do well by others. And when I lay down at night, Tony, I sleep good.
And you know what? And that's all you can do, because I tell people all the time, your destiny is your journey. Your life is your marathon. Your sprint is your ability to quit. And when you have the desire to keep going every day, you know, most people, they go to work and they have a job. You know, job in reality in everyday life means just over broke. Most people are living check to check. They can't save anything. They can't do anything. And instead of making an excuse of why it did not happen and why it's not happening, that's the easy way out. It's always harder to tell yourself, listen, if your passion is shooting marbles, go for it. Be the best marble shooter you can be. If your passion is, you know, sewing, do that. But the problem is people have a passion, but they don't pursue the research to get to their passion. And so with me, you know, even the projects that I have myself personally, I could have quit a year ago and it didn't happen. But when I have created an exit strategy and have God as a centerpiece and giving thanks and giving grace to what he's doing, it's going to pan out. So even with you going around speaking to different companies, giving different speeches, you're interacting with so many people impacting their lives. Not one speech that you have is exactly the same. So I'm sure every audience that you have, you're captivated and your focus is on something of the energy that they instill in you. But the thing that Walt is saying, you know, it makes all the difference in the world. A lot of people, they look to see of that they're bored, or they look to see that, you know, they can't get things done. But if you don't have a rhyme or a reason of why you can't get something done, then you will always be in the same position. And what I've learned in my own life is that the more I continue to focus every day, the more I continue to be better, the better I am. You know, you look at the situation of a basketball career or a sports career, of how long it's lived or how long it's there. At the end of the day, we can't. So, Walt, are you back with us?
I am back, man. I don't know how long I've been gone.
Yeah, it's no problem. Yeah, but what I was saying is, I'm sure that every time you talk to a different audience, every time that you see a different corporation, no one speech is ever the same, but I'm sure you're captivated about something in that audience that leads you to have that energy that you're striving for. Some of the people come up to you. No one speech is the same, and that's the same thing that you have to make to your life applicable as well.
Yeah, you have to be able to adapt, man. You know, to give you an example, I spoke to Nashville on Monday in front of a bunch of farmers. It was the Tennessee Co-op Farmers Association. So it was 500 farmers. I mean, these guys are on the farm. I mean, they're raising, you know, Angus beef, dairy cows, soybean, wheat. And so 500 farmers. You know, today I'm on my way to Toronto, Canada. I'll be in front of 500 financial advisors. So,
their needs, their concerns, their issues are totally different. But as a result, my message needs to be different. You know, it needs to be relevant to their industry. It needs to be relevant to their concerns. And that's what I love about my job. No two speeches are the same.
Right. And when you look at things right now, you look at some of our athletes and, you know, and some of the things that you've been trying to teach them about motivational speaking, what have some of them told you? I mean, are a lot of guys looking to get into this kind of arena? What's been your experience thus far?
Yeah, I mean, I get calls all the time, Tony. I get calls from, you know, guys that I played with, but I get calls from total strangers, man. I've been on the phone with Steve Sachs of the L.A. Dodgers. I've heard from one of your buddies, Dwayne Cooper, used to play for the Lakers.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen him last week.
Players, Olympic wrestlers. I mean, I've had women from the WNBA call us. You know, when the athlete's career is done, I think every athlete should speak. You know, whether it's at the high school level, whether it's in corporate America, whether it's just small associations, because our stories are very different. You know, you think about you and I, Tony, we both made it to the NBA, but our stories are different. You know,
exactly.
You grew up in California, I grew up in Chicago, and, you know, you went to Nebraska, I went to Minnesota, so your parents are different than my parents, but we still made it. So, you know, every athlete's story is different, but they need to tell that story because people out here in mainstream society can draw strength from it. There's people that you can relate to or connect with a lot easier than me. There's some people I can reach that you might not be able to reach. So I advocate all athletes to get out here and figure out some way to share their message.
Right, I agree. Well, we're going to quickly take this quick commercial break with Walter Baum. We're going to be more back with Walt. We're going to talk about, you know, the things that people do in life to get themselves prepared for their journey and some of his advice and some of the tools that he can give some of you. And this commercial break with Tony Farmer, Walter Baum. Welcome to the Comeback Show on Voice America.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies Handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network. This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional. Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Do you feel the need for speed? Whatever your addiction, NASCAR, IndyCar, NHRA, Formula One, or even lawnmower racing, Pit Pass USA has got you covered. Larry Henry here, host of Pit Pass USA. I put my 30-plus years of being a motorsports broadcaster to work to bring you not only the best guests, but also the most interesting guests in racing. Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry, your front row seat to the world of racing. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Be there or get a DNF.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer, here with Walter Bond. And, you know, I have listeners that listen, and one of my friends, Joel Serve, is out there in North Carolina and sends me a text message. And, you know, one of the things, Walt, that people have to always kind of, you know, filter out, and we have to do that the same, is people want to hang out with you for the benefit, whether it's financial, whether it's to get into a party, whether it's to connect to a celebrity. And, you know, you have to pick and choose your battle and pick and choose your circle. What advice can you give to people who are really trying to keep their circle, you know, strong and keep it firm?
You know, my advice is a little different than, you know, maybe a lot of advice you get out here in the marketplace. And I don't want to be like everybody else, to be honest with you. So my first advice is being comfortable being by yourself. Right. So,
right.
You know, a lot of times people are desperate for fellowship and they end up making bad decisions and enter into bad relationships because they're desperate for fellowship, you know? And
right.
So if you get comfortable in your own skin, if you get comfortable being by yourself and being cool with that, you know, picking your friends is a lot more empowering. So now it's not like I just gotta have some friends. It's like, you know what? I'm good by myself, and if I pick up some good friends along the way, that's nothing but gravy. You know, that's an added plus, right? So as a result, I'm comfortable in my own skin. You got to understand, Tony, a lot of people don't know this about me. I went to high school where my father was a principal of my high school, right?
Wow.
So I had a very unique situation, and we're not talking about a little posh, you know, suburban high school. I mean, we're talking about Chicago inner city. We're talking about the hood. And so, as a result, man, I was very selective in who I call friend. Now, you know, I would have some casual acquaintances because we had class together and we might eat lunch sometimes at school, but to be my boy, you know, to be a part of my crew, and I'm going to talk to you on a regular basis, I was very selective with that. And as a result, I got comfortable being by myself. So, in other words, if I can't find someone that's going to add value to my life or I'm going to add value to their lives, they're not going to be my friend. And if I don't have any friends for a while, that's fine too, because I'm fine by myself. So my first bit of advice is being comfortable in your own skin and being okay by yourself. If a person can overcome that hurdle, they can be very selective as they add friends through their lifetime. Now, another
thing, I agree. And when, you know, we often hear people say, you know, they're lonely or they're depressed or they're down. And I'm not saying that you can never be down. You and I have times as human beings, as athletes, that, you know, we're going to be down about a subject. Doesn't mean we're going to be down about the game of life itself. And one thing that I've learned, you know, is that at the end of the day, you have to love yourself first. The only person that can exercise change is you. And if you feel that you require change and you exercise change, things can change because, you know, I tell people all the time, well, documentation beats conversation. And when you're sitting there talking to these groups of people, you know, the first thing I'm sure you're looking at is what are their why. Do you find that a lot of athletes, a lot of people who even successful, they're lonely people because they still haven't figured out what their why is in life?
Yeah, you got to have purpose, you know, and I think that's the biggest reason why I didn't enjoy broadcasting. You know, I did it for 2 years. I worked for the Timberwolves. You know, on the outside, you would think, hey, Walt is straight. I mean, he played in the league. Now he's broadcasting in the league and in his adopted hometown of Minneapolis. But it wasn't my purpose, you know, and I felt empty. I felt shallow. I didn't feel engaged, and I couldn't keep doing it. And I kind of stumbled into the speaking industry, and I found my purpose. But, you know, when it gets down to fellowship, you know, just kind of making sure that we nail this. You know, Brian Tracy, again, I'm going to repeat what he says. Your salary will be the average of your 5 closest friends. People don't understand. You attract people like you, right? So being in Chicago, I learned that firsthand, that like-minded people gravitated toward each other, you know? So if you were into school and getting good grades, they kind of gravitated to each other. You know, if you were into, you know, gang banging and being a thug, they kind of gravitated toward each other. You know, the weed heads gravitated toward each other. You know, the troublemaking girls kind of gravitated toward each other. And you're going to attract people like you. So if you keep attracting people that you're not fond of, you know what? Don't get mad at them. You got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Why am I attracting the wrong kind of person to me? And I don't care if you're looking at a relationship, thinking about getting married, and you keep getting, you know, the wrong kind of person attracted to you, it's something you got to look inside yourself and change. For whatever reason, Tony, I attract successful people. I like to think it's because I'm successful. And as a result, human nature takes over and we attract each other, right? So if your salary is going to be the average of your 5 closest friends, it translates down to kids in school. Your GPA is going to be the average of your five closest friends. If that is the case, you need to become the best you can become and really be selective in who you allow in your inner circle. Some people I talk to every day. Some people I talk to once a month. Some people, Tony, I just see them when I see them. And every year I try to evaluate those relationships, and sometimes I make adjustments. Because some people I see every day, maybe I shouldn't talk to them every day. Maybe I should talk to them once a month. Some people I talk to once a month, maybe I need to talk to them every day. So every year I'm evaluating my relationships, and I really make a determination of who I'm allowed close to me. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt, whoever I let close to me is going to have a profound impact on me. If I go and hang out with a bunch of obese people in a year's time, it's going to happen to me.
Yeah, you're going to be obese yourself.
If I hang out with a bunch of physically fit people,
you're going to be motivated.
I'll be in better shape. So you're going to become a victim of your fellowship. So you got to make yourself the best person you can be and make sure you're very selective in who you hang around.
I definitely agree because, you know, my mom always tells me, you know, just because you're a product of your environment, which means where you're born and raised, don't mean that you have to become that person. So when you separate yourself and, you know, you keep God as a centerpiece, and because see, a lot of things I see, Walt, is people take religions to a different level. You know, they say, well, I want to thank God. But if you're truly trying to thank God, are you living the life of the way that he sets out for you? And everybody's
right.
Relationship is personal. And when you look at the situation, people like me and you have our niche and just keep creating a brand. A lot of times people don't understand how to become successful because they don't brand themselves first. They live vicariously through someone else.
Well, the reality is we're all a brand, right? And just like Coca-Cola
exactly.
And Pepsi and Mercedes and Hyundai. And I remember growing up, you know, everybody's wearing Hyundai shirts and everybody had an alligator on their shirt. You know, one day my mother came home and said, Walter, I got you some stuff on sale. And she brought the shirts to me, and they had a little tiger on them. And I looked at my mother, I'm like, Mom, I can't wear them in school. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, these are the Izod. She says, oh, boy, it's just like the Izod. I said, Mom, those are the Izod. Everybody's wearing the alligator. Nobody in school's wearing that tiger. And so as a result, it's probably the same exact shirt. My mother looked at me like I was crazy. But at that time, it was a little immature. But the real story is everybody wants to be associated with a good brand. Right? So Mercedes makes a lot of money. Target makes a lot of money. Delta Airlines, Starbucks, because they have a great brand. Every person on this earth has a brand. And how do you know what your brand is? You know what? It's simple. If you're in high school, go fill out a college application. Whoever accepts you into their college will give you some insight into how strong your brand is. If you get accepted
right.
to Harvard and Yale and Stanford, guess what? You have a really good brand. If you only hear from junior colleges, you know, you got to improve your brand. So it's not rocket science. You know, if you get a bunch of job offers for $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, you got a pretty good brand. If you get rejected from jobs and you only get offered jobs at McDonald's, nothing wrong with working at McDonald's, but it just gives you some insight to your brand. The first time I spoke, I got paid $25 in gift certificates to Applebee's. You know what
wow.
I thought to myself, Tony? I got to improve my brand. Now, I charge a whole lot more than that. But it took years of me developing and building on my brand. Every day we wake up, Tony, our brand is on the line. Professionally,
right.
personally, every day I'm in my house, my brand as a father is on the line. My kids are watching me, right? My kids are watching me parent them. They're watching me interact with my wife. Every day my brand's on the line, and I take my brand seriously. LeBron James
right.
has a phenomenal brand. You know, Michael Jordan built a great brand. McDonald's, all these companies out here we use every day that are name brand have used a lot of time, money, and resources building their brand. So I preach to anyone as an individual, Tony Farmer, you have a brand. You got to work on your brand. Walter Bond has a brand. I got to work on my brand. You know,
right.
I just bought 3 new suits custom made. Why? Because I want to make sure that my brand is top shelf, high-end brand. I work on my brand every single day, and a person in America who's smart, they will work on their own individual brand every day.
No, I totally agree with you because, you know, I tell people all the time, you have got to become your own brand. And when I say become your own brand, you got to make sure that people understand what your brand is about. I mean, don't go at all thinking that when I started my radio show that I had a lot of listeners, from the first day. I had no experience, but I knew what my brand was going to be about. The Comeback Show is about people who have a story, whether you're a celebrity or whether you're an everyday person, and people are, you know, gravitating to my brand because of the fact that I have people on every day that are making a difference. So we're going to take this commercial break. We're going to be back more with Walter Baum. We're going to talk about this brand building project and the things that people need to understand about building their life in this 2 minutes on this commercial break with Voice America and Tony Farmer on the Comeback Show.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer, with the last segment with my friend Walter Bond. And well, somebody asked me a question, and just they asked me, if you're in a funk and you're working as hard as you can, you're doing everything you can in your power, what advice do you give to someone who's in a funk, really trying to come out? They're not, you know, doing anything wrong. They're working as hard as they can, but just can't seem to get over the hill from the job market to the financial stress. What do you tell that person?
Well, you know, again, Tony, I'm a different cat, man, so I approach things totally different. You know, first of all, one of the biggest mistakes people make is that they just go and decide a career, right? America says, go to school, get a degree, get a good education, get a good job with benefits, and just work the rest of your life. And 30 years later, they give you a watch and throw you a nice retirement party and live happily ever after. You know, and that's the American dream. Go to school, get a good job with good benefits. You know, I think the key to prosperity, and I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about emotional prosperity, spiritual prosperity, just relationships prosperity. I'm talking about living a life of abundance, right? To me, it's not about going to get a good job. To me, it's all about discovering your gift, right? What gift has God given you? You know, as a kid, Tony, I was good at sports. I was bigger than everybody. I was strong than everybody. I was faster than everybody. The game of sports was easy to me. My biggest challenge was, what sport am I going to play? You know, I mean, when I go back home to Chicago, people say, Walter, you picked the wrong sport. You should have played baseball. Right? After 8 years of professional sports, the people who knew me growing up say, hey, man, you picked the wrong sport. And what they're really saying, like, well, you were good in basketball, man, but you were really, really good in baseball. So the point I'm trying to make, God gave me a gift, right? So playing sports was easy. And I used that gift for a long time to get a free education, to get, you know, to build wealth, to travel the world. I mean, the game of basketball still blesses me to this day, right? So that gift kept on giving. And so my career was over. I had to discover another gift. And God showed me that I had another gift. And that gift was to motivate people. So here's what happened. I'm doing radio for the Timberwolves. The gift of gab, if you will, was operating, but it still wasn't in the right context. So I'm sitting here on the radio talking, but I felt empty. I felt listless, and something was missing. Here's the problem. I discovered the gift, but I didn't like where the gift was located. I didn't like where the gift was positioned. I studied the motivational speaking industry. I sought out some mentors who taught me the motivational speaking business. I went out and spoke, Tony, maybe two or three times, and I was hooked. Why? Because this is my gift, man. This is what I'm wired to do. To motivate people is why God created me, right? So as a result, I make a lot of money, Tony. I make more money now than I even play, you know, from playing in the NBA. But I'm happy not because of the money, because money's somewhat overrated, right? I've been rich. I've been poor. I prefer to have money. But when I really look at it, money is way overrated. I'm happy now because my gift is operating. I get to go 100 times a year and use my gifts to motivate people, impact people, and change lives. As I told you early on as a speaker, I didn't make a lot of money. I do now because my business has grown and improved. But I was just as happy in my year one of speaking, you know, making $30,000 as I am in my year 13, you know, making, you know, I'm not going to say how much money I make, but I make NBA money as a motivational speaker. But I was just as happy 13 years ago. So my answer to this call is, if you're in a funk and you're doing everything that you think you should do, here's my challenge, or here's my rhetorical question. Is your gift operating in the right place? And to get out of this funk, you need to really come to terms with what is your gift? What gift did God give you? I'm not talking about your hobbies. I'm not talking about your likes. I'm talking about your gift. LeBron James is gifted, okay? Oprah Winfrey is gifted. Bill Gates is gifted. I've been around business people who are gifted. I've been around athletes who are gifted. You know, Whitney Houston was gifted. So everyone on this earth has a gift. Discover your gift. Once you discover your gift, you got to position your gift in the best place. My gift was in the wrong place for years as a broadcaster for the NBA. I repositioned my gift in the motivational speaking business, which happened to be a $6 billion industry, and everybody's happy, everybody wins. I think people who feel unfulfilled, one or two things happen. They have not discovered their gift, or their gift is not positioned in the right place.
And when you look at that, you know, I tell people all the time, too, is my philosophy and my mentality is, if your journey is not cooperating, it's because you are not operating. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, your journey can continue if you're operating your journey with what you set out to do. And what I look at it is like this, is from your motivational speaking, you're waking up every day touching a person's life. And that's what, to me, it is about. So I'm going to give you this time right now, Walt, before we end the show, to give you a special shout out, how people can get in touch with you, how people can book you, can follow your journey as well. And then we'll end up closing the show from that standpoint.
Well, you know, Tony, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on the show. I'll give you much props and kudos. You've had a successful transition. You love what you do. You know, the ball stopped bouncing, but you're still a baller, you know, if you will. But I'm a motivational speaker. I do 100 events a year. I can be reached at walterbond.com. That's walterbond.com. Just like James Bond, walterbond.com. I have two books, three or four DVDs, CDs, have a bunch of products. We do coaching programs, keynotes, workshops, seminars. I teach people how to be motivational speakers. So if anyone is interested in myself as a keynote speaker, or you want to be a speaker and you're looking for more information, visit our website, walterbond.com, or give us a call at 763-404-1519. That's 763-404-1519. I would love to be an impact, you know, for you in any way. Reach out to us. I've been put on this earth to motivate people and help people live their dreams. And as long as I keep doing that, my gift is operating. So I want to thank you again, Tony. I wish you the best for your show. And then please have me on another time.
I appreciate it, Walt. Thanks for your time. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your direction. So with that being said, everyone, I'm going to give you my thought for the week. You cannot change the people, or you cannot change the people around you, but you can change the people that choose to be around. Now, as Walt said, you know, you're probably going to be in that bracket of your top five people is going to be your salary. So if that is the case, change your circle. So you guys can get in touch with me. My Twitter is @tfarmer8. My email is tony.farmer@gmail.com. I'd like to give special shout-outs to my mom. She's down there in Huntsville, Alabama, my most faithful listener. Also to a good friend of mine, Sean. He's out there in the Bay Area. He's listening today. Joel Serve, he's out there in North Carolina listening today. And a friend of mine, Kip Force, is having a tough day. I want to just tell her to keep hanging in there. Things will get better. I want to thank Voice America for giving, you know, giving me this opportunity to help change some people's lives every day. Thank you, all you listeners, for listening to the show. We'll see you next week on the Comeback Show. Have a safe Thursday. Have a happy weekend. Make everything and be the best as you can be. Thanks again, Walt, and we'll see you next week. I want to give a special shout-out to my boy, Kirky T. Turner, who's also listening live, and we'll see you later. Take care, everybody. So long.
Thanks for tuning in to the Comeback Radio Show. Please join Tony Farmer again next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. See you then.